Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In a recent visit to the United Kingdom, Secretary of State Antony Blinken heralded the enduring relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom.
I think our bilateral relationship is also vital to the world. The work that we do together advances progress on the most urgent global issues, including stopping COVID-19, addressing the threat of climate change, defending democratic values and open societies.
Looking forward, the United States and the United Kingdom share a commitment to ensuring that the world is better prepared to prevent, detect, and respond to the next pandemic. We also have to lead a global economic recovery that's sustainable and that matches growth with equity so that the people hardest hit by the economic impact of COVID are helped, said Secretary Blinken. The U.S. and the U.K. stand shoulder to shoulder on facing threats to the rules-based international order and to democratic values and human rights, said Secretary Blinken.
Together, our two countries recently took measures to prevent British and American businesses from inadvertently supporting forced labor in Xinjiang and elsewhere in China. We'll continue our robust cooperation to address the atrocities in Xinjiang, a crackdown on pro-democracy activists and politicians in Hong Kong, which breaches China's international commitments, and the repression of media freedom across China and in other parts of the world.
The United Kingdom also joined the United States in holding Russia to account for its reckless and aggressive actions. Indeed, the UK announced the adoption of two global sanctions programs to counter corruption and support human rights. The first sanctions under their corruption program on April 26 targeted, among others, Russian individuals involved in the Sergei Magnitsky case, which revolved around a lawyer investigating corruption who died while in the custody of Russian authorities. Both nations remain fully committed to NATO and to maintaining transatlantic unity in defense of common values and in response to direct threats. The United States has no closer ally, no closer partner than the United Kingdom, said Secretary Blinken. And I'm very glad for the chance to say that again.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.